Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Connection Show
on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi and welcome everyone. You listen here to me, Mike Davis, live on MikeSpirit.fm. If you're listening on Blog Talk as well, then welcome there in Blog Talk and welcome whichever way that you're going to listen to the show today. I'm sure that most of you will remember me from the previous shows.
Hi and welcome everyone. You listen to me, Mike Davis,
on Mike Davis, the Psychic Medium FM. Show.
If you listen on Blog Talk as well, then welcome.
Where you will call in for that show for your readings, you will be able to do exactly the same on
I'm sure that most
people
will remember me from.
But first of all, I want to talk about how I become involved in spiritualism, how I become involved in being a
medium show. If you listen on Blog Talk as well, then
you know, my journey started some 18 years ago, back when I was just 17. When I was 17,
I want to talk about how I become involved in spiritualism, how I become involved in being a medium show. If you listen on Blog Talk as well, then...
I do apologize about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's my fault. Too many things open at one time. I guess I was just getting a little bit nervous before the start of the show, and I think I had everything open. But as I said, you know, this show is going to be somewhat a little different from the Mike Davis, the People's Psychic show here on MikeSpirit.fm. and that's on a Sunday at 8 p.m. UK time, or 12 noon Eastern time, because I want this show to be for people to call in, not only just to get their readings, but to get answers, I suppose, and answers from the spirit world. And, you know, whether that you are a developed medium, or whether that you're trying to start to become a medium, or whichever way that it is, or you just want answers to how things, how the mechanics of this thing works, you know. This show is going to be your show to call in and ask all these questions alongside getting your readings. But let me start over again by telling you about myself and how I become a medium. Because as far back as I can remember, I think it was about the age of 3, maybe 4, I remember seeing things that I would explain to my sisters, and they couldn't understand nothing of what I was saying to them. That they thought I was nuts, you know. And the more that this thing kind of happened, the more it kind of frightened me, because being a child, I'm one of three. I've got two older sisters, and you know that thing scared me because I just didn't know what it was. But you know, I went through my childhood and grew up and just learned to accept the things that was around me. And I remember one day talking to my mum and my dad about life after death and everything else. And they were saying to me, you know, you can connect to these people in the spirit world via like different ways, via like Ouija boards and tarot cards and crystals and stuff like this. And, you know, they said, you know, I would assure you not to do any of those things, mine, because that they're not the right thing to do. And, you know, I accepted that, took her on board, and just kind of just left her at that. But then a little later on, you know, I went on a few more years in my life, and I became of an age of 17. And I suppose that's where it all began for me, because when I was 17, I was out with some friends one evening, and we went to another friend's home, and he said to me that I have to go now, because he was going to church. And I couldn't believe that somebody would smoke, drink, and swear would go to a church. So I kind of questioned him about this. You know, I didn't believe him that it was a church. And at that time, I just passed my test and was able to drive. And so I says to him this one time, okay, I'm going, and decided I was going to go back next week. And I said, I passed my test in the car. So I says to him, I'm going to take you. So I takes him into this church, and I dropped him off outside, and you know, it looked nothing like a church or what my mind of a church was. You know, it would be stained glass windows, it would be crosses, it would be pictures of Jesus Christ outside, and it was nothing like that. All that was there was a pivot hedge and what looked like to be an old age pensioners complex, you know, an old age pensioners hall, whatever you want to call it. And the week after, I decided I was going to go in with him. And during that week of deciding I was going to do that, I was telling my mum and dad about my friend John that was going to go to this church. I was thinking about going with him. And I remember my dad saying to me, you don't want to go in there. They're full of nutters. They're absolutely crazy people. They think they can talk to dead people. And I said to my dad, well, you know, maybe it could be fun. So I decided I was going, and that was the end of it. Nobody was going to stop me. And I went up to my friend's house, and surely I took him in the car, and I went in with him. Now, I kind of hung around outside for a little while, being very nervous and very scared. Wasn't sure of what I was going to go into. But when I went in through the doors, it was an old-age pensioners building, but it was surely set out exactly like you would envision a church to be. You know, there was rows of chairs. They were set out like cinema style, and a lovely front rostrum of where there was nice cloths, and they, you know, had a cross up on this table, and the Bible was there. And I thought to myself at this point, I made a mistake. I shouldn't be here. And I was just about to go, and my friend said to me, well, come on, you don't have to go. Stay for the service and just see what it's all about. So I did. I stayed there for the service just to wonder what it was all about. And then the medium started working, which kind of threw me a lot, because I didn't know what this medium was doing, because I didn't understand what the medium was. But then a little bit later on, after this medium gave an open prayer, gave a philosophy, gave a little bit about himself, and then they went into clairvoyance. And that's the part that really intrigued me, you know, because I was thinking to myself, how can somebody stand there and tell somebody about their life, about the people that's passed on, give a communication of the spirit world, what I know now to be the communication of the spirit world. And all these things were running around in my mind, and not really understanding anything about it, but only went there for a laugh, because that's what I said I was going to do. And I got so inquisitive, my stomach was turning around in knots, I was scared. And, you know, afterwards, the medium closed in prayer. As is customary, as they opened in prayer, they closed in prayer. And he went off and went off on his way. And people were sat there having a cup of tea and discussing what went on. And it was involving me in this discussion, which I thought was quite nice of people to do that, because once you're new into something, it always makes you nervous. So I was discussing, and they was asking me, you know, do I understand the spirit world? Do I believe in the spirit world? And I was like, no, not really. But I found it quite strange of what he was doing at that time and how it was possible for him to do it. So the week after, I went back, and under much consideration, I would say, I went back. And I went back, and there was another medium working there, which was totally unexpected. You know, I was thinking, where's the same guy that was here last week? And this was a lady that worked. And this lady, she was working around, she seemed to be very, very, very good and very accurate of what she was saying. You know, describing people from the spirit world, telling people what was happening in their lives there and then, telling people what was happening in their lives maybe a few months ago, and giving some really good advice. And I was sat there thinking, you know, that's quite good. But still not really understanding that she was connecting to the spirit world. So my mind was thinking, how is it possible? And my mind just kind of believed myself that you would meet the medium prior to the service, and you would tell them all about your life. And then they would go up on the platform into the church and then make themselves look good by doing the demonstration. And then that theory kind of stuck with me for a little while, because I thought that's exactly how it's going to be. And I thought, if I keep going, somebody's going to ask me something, and that's how I'm going to find out what all this spiritism is about. But, you know, a few weeks went by and nobody asked me anything. And then the medium was announced the week after that it was from away. And when this medium came, she surely had a different accent, and you could tell the accent was so different. And, you know, again, she was given some really good evidence and good communication of the spirit world, which then totally blew my theory of meeting the person, because I was hanging around outside to meet her myself. And so I had no more theories left of how this thing was possible, except one. And that one would be, there must be life after death. We must be able to communicate with them. So I kind of thought, okay, I still didn't really believe in it too much at that time, but thought there must be something in this. And then the week after, it was announced the week after, it's going to be an open circle. So I thought, I'm going to sit for this open circle and see what happens. Now, in an open circle, what happens in an open circle is that the congregation, if you like, the people who would go to these churches would sit in a circle. The room was set, or the chairs are set out in a circle, and you would sit in that circle. And whoever had the capability of working were allowed to get up on their feet and work. Well, I was sat next to this medium, the well-known medium at the time, and you know, hopefully one day that lady is going to come on to one of my shows, either the Spiritual Connection show or even on to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium show. And I'm so looking forward to that time, because I've been speaking to her, and she's going to, she said that she, you know, she may come on quite soon. So I'm looking forward to that. But she was sat next to me and she was nudging me all night. And the first thing she said to me, who normally works on a night like this? So I was pointing out, well, she can do a bit, he can do a bit. And, you know, she just said, okay. And then she said to me, why don't you do a bit? And I sat back and I thought, you've got no chance. I can't do that. And that's exactly what I said. I cannot do this because I'm not meant to do it. I'm not one of you lot. And she said, well, have you ever tried? And I said, no. She said, do you want to have a go? And I said, no, not really, no. Why would I want to have a go? She said, because I know that there's somebody there with you. And at this point, I thought to myself, okay, do I take this lady's advice on board or not? And she kept nudging me and nudging me. And anyway, about halfway through the night, I thought to myself, the only way I'm going to stop this lady from nudging me is either get up on my feet and do something or walk out. So I thought, okay, I'll stand up on my feet. And all I had at that time was a headache. And when I stood up on my feet and said, I felt so stupid by saying I've got a headache, the president of the church at the time said that she'd been suffering with migraines. So I kind of decided that's enough for me. I'm going to sit down and leave things where they are. But from there on, that's when I thought to myself, how was that possible? Why did I have a headache? And then the president say that she was suffering migraines. So again, my mind wasn't understanding it. Because I didn't hear it, I just felt it. So after the night went on, she asked me to go along and invited me to an awareness class. Now, an awareness class is where someone who has an ability or who thinks that they have an ability can go along and start to learn what ability that you have. And I suppose that's the first night you can say I actually give a communication from the spirit world, because I was sat in this room. I had never been to this church before, but I was sat in this room, and what they said was that you had to go on this guided meditation. So I sat there and listened to the medium. There was some gentle, soft music playing in the background, and you know, she was telling me that you have to go out to the church and to this journey, and I followed her every inch of the way. And it was a kind of a lovely journey to go into. And As I said, I followed every inch of the way and came. And when I came back, she was going around the room asking who has what, who feels what. And she left me to last. And she said to me, Michael, what did you feel? And, you know, once I was going on that journey, all I seen, and I'll tell you exactly what it was like watching a TV screen. And I just described to that lady who asked me, what did I have, what I saw on TV. And I thought to myself, that's nothing simpler than this. And there was a guy sat in front of me who was crying, owling buckets, because I had just described his dad, who had passed to the spirit world some 20 years ago, and he has never had a communication. So I thought to myself at that time, how did I possibly do that? You know, that's clairsentience, that's when we're sensing. We have a clairaudience when we are hearing. A clairvoyance is when we're seeing. But, you know, I continued doing this awareness class, kept going for a while, and that class then turned into a development class. But I was still going back and forth to the other church of where I first went, because at this point, I suppose you could say I was quite gripped into it. I was quite keen. I wanted to learn more about life after death. Because at that point, I had a few communications off other people and was really interested in what I was hearing. But then I know that the more that I went into this and the more development I had, it became more apparent that I was able to communicate to the spirit world. And then an opportunity was given to me to start taking a part of a service. So I decided, okay, I'll do it. But I was only going to drive somebody else. So I drove this lady up to this church where she was booked to work for the first time that she was booked to work ever, because she had never taken a service before. And I drove her along she said, come up on the platform with me. And I said, you've got no chance. But anyway, the president of that church persuaded me just to sit there and I don't have to do anything. And, you know, I kind of took, I'd say, 3/4 of the service myself. By giving communications, by doing a philosophy, by doing the prayers. And, you know, from that day on, I've never looked back. But the things that's put in front of us is quite amazing, because from going from that awareness class to development, after working for the spirit world for about 7 years, I was asked, because I was a member of the church and vice president at the time of where I sat for my development, I was asked to take that awareness class on myself, so that the people would come to me and I would give them the guidance and the help and communicate with them to push them forward. So I did. I mean, that was a great honor to take the class that I was once sat in. And things developed from there onwards to something that I could never, ever imagine. And I look back now and think of how far spirit and spiritualism has brought me. From now till then, it's quite amazing. Because, you know, from taking that class, I was asked then to do charity work. which was out in the public domain, you know, wasn't in churches anymore. So I started doing these charity nights where there would be rooms with like 300, 400, 500 people, and even going into like 1,000 people, which quite took me back by surprise, you know, because I was only ever used to working in an audience of like 20, 30, maybe 40 maximum. But I enjoyed that so much. And then I started doing a little bit of TV work, a little bit of radio work. And, you know, back last year, I started a show on the radio on a different network to what you're listening to now. But I feel that that was my training time, ready for what is to come. Now that we have this MikeSpirit.fm radio, and it doesn't matter if you're listening on Blog Talk or whether you are just listening on MikeSpirit.fm, it matters not. Because that we are coming live each and every week. You know, where my show used to be a one-hour show, now we have, and I'll go through the chart of what we have here on MikeSpirit.fm here for you. We have the iPod Shuffle Show, and I'm sure if anybody ever heard the iPod Shuffle Show, it's a fantastic musical show with two young artists that's absolutely amazing singers. And, you know, again, there's another story behind this, which I'm not going to go into now, but I know that when I met the Sweet Manics only a few months ago, and to see them doing a radio show now on Mike Spirit FM, it's kind of blown my mind away how it's worked around. But, you know, Spirit's got a funny way of doing things. And then again on the Sunday, we have my other show, which is the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and that's at 8 p.m., which then will lead on to the Realms of Spirit radio show with a good friend of mine, Rachel Park Delaney. And I only met Rachel by doing the first radio show, which, you know, it's quite amazing that we've become good friends through that. And then we go into tonight's show, which is the Spiritual Connection Show, which started about 1/2 hour ago. And then right after this show, at 8:30, you're going to have the Captain Guinchy Show. And, you know, I can't wait to hear the Captain Guinchy Show. I know that he's coming into the stadium in a little bit, and, you know, I'm so looking forward about this. But I know that this, you know, this network started by chance, if you like, you know. I remember speaking to actually the producer of this show about, because I used to go on to his show on GH Talk Radio, and you know, if you are familiar with GH Talk Radio, a lovely show, and you know, I do recommend you go on to GH Talk Radio, because there was another show that I was a guest on before GH Talk Radio, which then brought me to GH Talk Radio, which then took me to the Near Skeptics Believers show, and you know, it's escalated. But how this thing got started with the Mike Spirit FM, as I said, Spirit has a weird and wonderful ways of working things. You know, it was just one telephone conversation saying about, I think I want to start a radio show. And all of a sudden, it was there in front of us. Mike Spirit FM was born, was created. The website was created. The way that we was aired was created. And here we are. You know, I know that we are still new. We're still in our infant stage, if you like. But, you know, I know that the statistics speaks for themselves. And, you know, it's proven to be very popular, even at this early infant stage. But, you know, there's lots of people that I want to thank for bringing everything into fruition. You're not just the radio, but everything like the charity work, everything from the churches. And, you know, I still work the churches even to this day, because it's something that it's like a foundation, if you like. And, you know, if you have a solid foundation, you will always walk tall and proud. You'll always be able to go forward with that no matter what. But, you know, there's one important story I haven't told you about myself, is the day that I first went to the awareness class. I came home that night and I suppose that's the first night, as I said, that Spirit actually communicated with me. And I got caught up in a bit of an argument, a little bit of a fight that night. And I heard a voice, as clear as you can hear me now, saying, "Watch the knife." And as I looked around, the knife was pulled, it was used, and I was stabbed. it was left with me being in hospital, fighting for my life. And it was at that time I thought to myself, you know, I know exactly how this thing, I know exactly of what I heard at that time. And if that's what I heard, which it was, I needed to find out where it came from. Because there was nobody else around with a voice like I heard. There was two ladies, a young child, and a gentleman. And it certainly wasn't the gentleman's voice. The one who was of who was there, it was another gentleman's voice, but he wasn't around. I couldn't physically see him. You know, but things change a lot, and particularly with mediums. And this is why I want mediums to call in, mediums to that you're training, because I hear so many times of working out in the circuit, of the church circuit, out in the public circuit, on radio, you know, that why has my guides changed? Why has my helpers left me? You know, we have to move on. And the more that we kind of move on with it, the more that the people in the spirit world move on with us. So they kind of develop in with us as we're going. I know I'll never stop developing. Even though I've been a worker for the spirit world for the last 18 years, I've been privileged enough to work in different countries, which, you know, was an honor, which to work internationally. Again, it blew my mind the way, because coming from a background of where I don't know where I came from, really, as in such, because this thing just automatically happened, to winning a national award, which, again, you know, that really blew my mind away, because I didn't even want to take part in the awards, because when the first audition started, my niece got caught up in an accident, and she got run over, and, you know, she was fighting for her life in hospital. There wasn't a bone that was left not damaged. Every part of her body was damaged. And, you know, I was at the hospital every single day, and every single minute that I had spare to make sure that she was fine. But I know that the more, when she came around, when she woke up, she came out of intensive care, and she came down into a lower care kind of a thing. She said to me, "Uncle Michael, have you done your auditions yet?" And I said, "No, man, I'm not going, because I want to be here with you." She said to me, "Uncle Michael, you have to go, and you have to win it for me." And I said, "Sir, you know, I'd love to win it for you. I will go because you want me to." And, you know, I came home that night. I drove straight to the hospital. I still had my suit on. And I said to Amanda, "I won it for Wales. I'm now in the finals," which I couldn't believe. October the 31st, Halloween last year, I went up into the finals in front of a panel of judges, exactly like the X Factor or America's Got Talent kind of thing. There was an audience, and I had to demonstrate, and it was the fewest there demonstrating all of the finalists. And, you know, at the end of the evening, I was lucky enough to come home with the award and with the title of the National Award winner. And, you know, that kind of filled my whole self full of pride, full of energy. And, you know, it's been one thing after another. It's been an amazing journey to take me to where I am. And I hope that the next 18 years is going to be just as fun as it's been the last 18 years. Because, you know, I love to have fun when I'm working for the spirit world. I love to enjoy of what I do. I know I'm going to go into the calls in just a few minutes. I know that I'm going to play a little bit of music here. And, you know, in this show, I'm going to do at least one song each time because it's songs that I enjoy. And, you know, it's songs that I kind of play in the car, really, sometimes, to get my mind switching from being a builder to being a medium, because, you know, I still work full-time as a builder. And to switch from being rush, rush, rush in work to let's relax and connect to spirit, it's a total different wavelength. And, you know, I like to use the music to kind of relax me. So I think that we are going to play a little something here for you now, and hopefully that this song will do just for you as it does for me. So we'll be right back just after this. Okay, I don't think that I'm hitting that button right. Okay. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a caller first, and then I'm going to play that music for you because I don't seem to have had it up in front of me. It doesn't matter. Let's go straight to the phone line. Actually, let's play a commercial first, and a commercial of what's to come here tonight just after this show. So I'll be right back just after this one. Actually, and again, we were not going to be playing that commercial just yet. Let me go in and see if we can play another commercial here, maybe from maybe my next show, which is the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And let's see if I can get this one working here. Let's have a go with that.
Don't forget, on MikeSpirit.fm, you can catch the Realms of Spirit radio show with Rachel Park Delaney and guests, live every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. in the UK, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Sunday on MikeSpirit.fm.
Okay, well, I do apologize for playing that little track there for you. You know, it just seems to be every time that you want something to go perfect, it all seems to be going wrong. But I am going to get this track up for you in a bit. But I'm going to go to the phone lines here and take a call because I know that I have people online. Do we have Rachel there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being there.
That's okay, no problem. The pleasure's all mine. As I said, you know, we're going to be here every week and on my other show every week as well. But what was the reason that you called in for there, Rachel?
Yes, I have been looking for employment for quite some time, and I'm hoping something's going to come for me soon. Can the spirits give you any insight as to what is in store for me and how I might find that job?
Okay, first things first here, Rachel, okay, what I'm going to do is link to the spirit world here for you, okay? And that's by allowing your loved ones to come through and use me as an in-between bit, as a channel, okay? So let me do that for you. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know I want to connect with the lady here in the spirit world, okay, that seems to be quite drawn around me at the moment. So obviously she connects it to you. Now let me talk to you of a lady that would link to your mum's side of your family a minute, okay? And I do believe that this lady, before she passed on to the spirit world there, that she would have suffered for some time because I'm aware that her body would have gave up on her long before that she would have wanted it to, okay? Now I do feel with it as well that I want to say to you that where her body gave up on, I feel as if it was an illness that would have taken its toll upon this lady before she passed. I certainly feel it's like something to do with my stomach, so whether it's like cancer or something to do with the kidneys there. But I know that that's where I want to tie this lady here with you. But I do feel as if I want to say she comes like a mother vibration there. Okay, so do you understand of your mum for me, please, first of all, in the spirit world?
Yes, it was my mum.
Okay, and it was your mum that had the stomach problems then, is that right?
Yes, she had a lot of problems, including her stomach, yes.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know I've got your mum here with me, okay? And I know the more that she makes a connection here with me at the moment, the more that she tells me that she's been in your life quite a lot of late there, and the more that she understands of what's around your life. And she says to me that you have been quite concerned. See, I know I'm asking your mum about this job, okay? And if I said to you that you've been concerned about this job, you've been worrying, I want to move on with my life. And I feel the only way that you move on the only way that you move into your life quicker is by finding something new, because I know it's something that you need right now. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And if I said to you that you've been applying for lots of things, but nothing's coming quick enough for you at the moment, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, because I've been told it's not coming quick enough for you at the moment. But I know that, you know, the more I'm communicating with this lady, the more I want to see to you that the closer it's coming, okay? Because I know that, would it be right in saying that you've sent application after application after application? You've sent lots of them off, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. See, now I know that the what she tells me is that whichever one comes first, that's when that you're going to take. So I know that anything is better than nothing at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because she says to me that anything is better than nothing. Now, I do believe here, Rochelle, that I want to see to you that one thing is going to come up there first. And I do believe that this might not be the one that you want, but it's going to be something that's better than what you're doing right now, okay? And I know I need to say that you, I believe that you're going to stay there for maybe 6 months, okay? Because I want to say 6 months. And then something else will be offered to us. Or like a promotion or something, and I believe that that's going to be the right thing there for you, okay? So don't be disappointed if something comes up that maybe it's not what you're looking for, but I know that take it, because I know a little bit later on the right opportunity will come there for you. Do you understand of that?
Okay, I will, yes.
Okay, good, okay. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit more about your mum a minute, because she says to me, don't go yet, you haven't finished with me. So I know that that your mum was that way in her character, wasn't she? That she, you know, if she wanted to say something, then she would certainly do that, okay? Because
uh-huh.
She says, you haven't finished with me. Now, if I say to you that you must have taken care of your mum for quite a bit before she passed, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, because she says to me, you took care. You are a nice person, she says, okay? You have got a heart of gold. You'll do absolutely anything for anyone. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Because I know that's what she's come to say to me, that you'll do anything for anyone and you've got a heart of gold, okay? But she says to me that you have to stop giving too much without receiving anything back, okay? So I know that that's what I need to say, that you're off your mum at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, see, as she is saying this, that you have to stop giving out too much, okay? She says to me that there's someone else around you that's relying upon you more of now than they ever have. Do you understand of that?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And they're pulling on every, I want to say the word heartstring. I've got to stick with what I feel. They're pulling on every heartstring to get what they want out of you, is that right? Okay?
Yes.
And it's draining every ounce of energy that you have, because I feel, God, you're so depleted at the moment, aren't you? You feel so exhausted with what's going on, is that right?
I am, yes.
Okay. See, and she has a certain element of feeling run down as well. Do you understand the feeling of being run down as well?
I am run down, it's true.
Yes, because she says to me that she's been there with you and she understands what's going on, okay? And you've got to stop being run down. You've got to... See, now I believe that she wants me to say to you that the more that you're feeling down in yourself, the less chance that you have of picking yourself... Which is obvious, less chance of picking yourself up. But she says to me that, you know, the more that we bow our heads down because we feel like that, then nothing is going to come in our way. You have to have a positive energy, a positive outlook, okay? So you know... Your mum's advice is, come on, girl, pick yourself up and things are going to start to get better, but you have to pick yourself up. Okay, do you understand? Okay.
Yes, I know. That's right.
Okay. I need to talk to you about a gentleman as well, because he's just quickly come into the vibration. You know, I thought I was going to leave you then, but he says, no, hang on a minute. And, you know, as this gentleman slowly comes into my vibration here, he just wants me to say that to you that... I know that when he passed, see, he makes me aware of my head, brain. See, almost if it's like brain tumor. Okay, so you'd understand with jumping, that would have passed to the spirit world with like a brain tumor, is that right?
I don't know anybody.
Okay, well, he links to your dad's side of your family, because I'm feeling brain tumor here, okay? And I want to say to you that it wasn't recognized until after he passed. Okay, so you'd understand of someone that they wasn't sure of what they had.
Okay.
Because they passed, okay? And I know that this is a gentleman that links to your dad's side, okay? Because your dad is from a large family, is that right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. You look in your dad's family, because I know that you'll find him, because he's taking the time to be here today with us, okay? And he just wants me to say that to you that when he was here with us in this life, that he was always the kind of guy that would always do what's right then, push you forward, and he would always be there for good advice. And I believe that's what he's come to say to me right now, okay? Does that help you a bit there, Rasheel?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. And remember, if you go to mikespirit.fm, look in my archives, and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading maybe in just a few hours' time. But thank you very much for listening. Come into our chat room next time on Mike Spirit FM. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now I'm going to, I've got this ready to play here for you. So I'm going to play a little bit of music here for you before I go into the next caller. And as I said, this is a song that sometimes helps me relax and particularly makes me forget of a difficult day I may have had. So here we go. Okay, let me, it doesn't seem to be want to be playing with me. That's fine. Let me go to my next caller. And I believe this is, no, it's going to play.
Driving in your car, speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. Did it like day out? you got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Sell drinking, stay at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving in your car. He's about to feel like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
That was Tracy Chapman, and as I said, you know, I do like listening to Tracy Chapman, particularly, you know, if it's been a bad day, you know, I've had a hectic day in work, it certainly gets me to unwind. And let's go straight back to those phone lines, and I do believe that we have Karen on next. And Karen, are you there with us?
I am, Mike. I believe the spirits are playing with you today, aren't they?
Oh, they most definitely are, you know, but not everything's meant to run smoothly, are they? But never mind. Okay, Karen, was there a reading that you was looking for?
Please, yes, Mike.
Okay. Okay, Karen, you're up in Scotland, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Okay, Karen, bear me a second here, because I know that's... Okay. See, I know I've got a gentleman that links you with me, and he makes me feel all tingling, all warm, so I know that he connects quite close there with you, and he must link within your family. Now, I know that he would...
Right.
I know that he comes towards dad's side, so I want to say to you that he's dad's side of your family when he was here with us. I know as I'm looking
right.
at this gentleman, I want to say to you that he's quite rounded in his features, because I know that's what he shows me first, and he's quite a nicely built gentleman as he communicates with me as well, okay? Now, I do believe that this could be like your dad at the minute, okay? Because that's the as I said, this warm, tingly feeling he gives me. Does that make sense there to you there, Karen?
Yes, it does.
And if I say to you that it hasn't been that much of a long time since he's been in the spirit world, because I feel he's quite new to using mediums as a channel. So is that right? He hasn't been there very long then, is it?
No, it's not been long at all. It's 2 years, January gone.
Okay, perfect. Because, you know, as I said, he makes me feel warm and tingly. And I know that feeling is like a new, it's a new beginning. Okay, so that suggests to me that he is so new coming forward. And... Karen, if I said to you that he hasn't communicated before at all, is that right?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
Okay. That's exactly what I said. He hasn't communicated before. Okay, which is perfect, because I know that he's so new, and you know it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter, because I know that he's with me, and he's willing to work with me, which is it's even better for you then, really, isn't it? Because I know that...
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because he never believed in this, you see.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, don't tell me anything, mine, because it's my job to tell you, okay?
Okay,
because
sorry.
As he comes forward here, okay, he says to me that he's been in your life quite a lot of late. He's been around your vibration, and he sees what's going on in your life. Now, Karen, if I said to you around your life at the moment that there's been lots of to and fro and there's been lots of coming and going in your life, that would make sense there to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
See, it's frustrated, he makes me feel. So frustrated. So obviously there's lots of frustration around you as well to do with this coming and going.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. See, and where he says to me this frustration is, okay, now... For some reason, he makes me feel that that's because of those that's closest to you are not doing what you need them to do. Okay, I'm not saying there's what you're telling them that they have to do, but what they need to do. It seems to be as if you're having to do everything yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah.
And you feel so alone to do with that, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, because he says to me here about feeling alone or feeling as if you have to do everything yourself, okay? Now, for some reason here, Karen, he says to me that you've made a decision. It's about time that you stood your ground for a minute. Is that right?
Yeah, that's spot on, yeah.
Because he says to me that you've made that decision. I'm gonna do what I need to do, and I'm not going to say what he tells me, okay? Because, you know, I must remember we're live on air, yeah? But I know that I want to see that you, you know... Enough is enough. It's about time that I'd done what I needed to do and not taking any more messing around. And I'll change that word, messing around off anybody else, okay? And I know, see, that's the way your dad comes. You know, whatever, he says to me, stop mincing your words, boy, okay? So I know that he wouldn't have minced his words when he was you. He just said it as it's meant to be said, okay? But yes, as long as you understand, that's the main thing here, okay? Now, he certainly knew how to enjoy himself, your dad, when he was you, because he says to me here that he had many things to do. He had lots to do in his life, and, you know, he was quite busy by doing nothing, but he was so busy doing everything else. Do you understand of that?
Yes, very much so, yes.
Okay, because he says to me, you know, there was lots on the go, and you know, I don't know, he makes me feel he was a member of many things, so I don't know if he was like a member of his local club or something, or I was a member of lots of things. I had lots of things to do. I filled my life out with the things that was more important to him than anything else. He loved his routine, okay, because he talks to me about his routine is important. Because, you know, every day there would be the same thing. I'd get up in the morning, I would do my jobs before I'd done anything else, okay? And Karen, since he's passed, you've changed, haven't you? You've either changed, like, your hair or something, or you've changed the look of yourself, or... Because he says you're different now.
Oh, right. Well, I don't think I've changed anything dramatically.
Okay.
As
I said, it's whether it's your hair or whether that you kind of lost weight then or something, because he says you look different.
No,
now.
I would say I'm expanding, actually.
Well, I'm not going to say that to you.
It's going the other way.
Okay. As long as you understand, because he says to me, you look different now, okay? Now, would I be right to say in the Karen that you must have been with him just before he passed?
No, because he actually lived across in Australia, and I did go to see him, but it was about 9 months before he passed.
Okay. Well, let's go to that 9 months before he passed, because he says to me he was there with him just before he passed. Okay, so obviously he wasn't every single day. Okay, so that would have been like an opportunity or a one-off thing that we don't know whether it was planned or whatever, I don't know, but you was with him, okay? And if I said that he kind of knew himself that maybe that was the last time that you was going to see him, do you understand that?
We both knew. It was very difficult getting on that plane home, yes.
Okay, see, because he says to me, see, when I seen you, I knew I was ready to go home then, okay? And he says to me, you know, if he had his way, if he had his choice, he wouldn't have went anywhere unless he's seen everyone, okay? So there's obviously more of you than just you, okay? And he talks to me about that there was somebody that didn't get that opportunity to go and see him, is that right? Okay.
Yes, that's right. My brother was supposed to be going out and didn't get there in time.
Okay. See, because he addresses the one that didn't actually get to see him, okay? And, you know... Okay, like you said, that's your brother. Now, your brother is taking it very harsh on himself because he didn't have the opportunity to go. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Karen, he wants you to tell your brother, tell his son, that it's okay. And stop being so harsh on yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Because he says, make sure you tell him, okay? It's not his fault. It just wasn't possible in his schedule to go at that time, okay? And if I said to you that it was, and I know you just said to me that he was going to go after, but it was too late, but would have been like a matter of weeks later. I feel if I would have said 6 weeks, maybe I'm dramatizing that a little bit. So no, it would have been planning and going.
Well, what it was, Yeah, he was going to go out, and we knew that Dad was going to go into hospital, and he said, oh, well, I'll wait till he gets back. But, of course, he never came home.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that's what he's come to say here, okay? So he certainly recognises your brother, okay? And he certainly recognises that he's taken it hard because he never had the opportunity to go, okay? But he wants you to tell your brother he's okay, and he's quite happy.
Okay.
In the spirit world, okay? But you need to stop getting all upset as well. Karen, would you understand why I'm saying that? You need to stop getting upset.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, because I know that there's not one evening that goes by, and obviously that you're in Scotland, is coming to the evening time now. There's not one evening that goes by that there's not tears are shed, or there's not wishing that he was still here, or wishing I'd done something different. Do you understand about this?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. He says to me, you need to stop being so harsh on yourself, okay? And you know, I know it's a very difficult thing to do, is to move on from losing anyone, okay? And you know, I can perfectly understand that myself, because I've lost people that's close to me as well. Now, but, you know, it's to accept is the word, and it's not so much move on, it's to accept that they're in the next dimension of life. And the sooner that we accept that, the easier our life becomes, okay?
Yeah, I think it's because we had so many at once. We had about 8 within 2 years.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Because he talks to me about, you know, accepting, okay? No, as I said, it doesn't mean moving on and forgetting, far from the word. And I don't believe that you ever will, because your dad is very thick in your memory. He's very, if I say to you that there's things of your dad, or things that remind you of your dad in your home, is that right?
Oh, yes, they're everywhere, yes.
And they're hanging up on the wall, aren't they? There must be photographs of your dad hanging up on your wall. Is that right?
Yeah, I've got next to my bed, it's a photograph hung on the wall of both parents, and the eulogies right next to me.
Okay, that's fine. Now, what has been different about them photographs over the last few days then? Have they moved, or have they tilted or slipped or something? Because he says, well, tell us, there's something different about them.
I took them down and cleaned them.
Okay, that's certainly something different. There's something different about them.
I took them off the wall and gave them a good clean, and as I was cleaning them, I was talking to them.
That's okay. That's perfectly fine. Okay. Well, no. See, that just demonstrates to us all, doesn't it? You know, of how close your dad really is there to you. Okay. And
yeah.
I know that's the love he brings forward here for you, and the energy as well. See, I know that I know you just said you lost 8 of them in one go, but I know I've got more. I know that I've got more people here that wants to build a connection here with you, okay? I know I've got a younger lady that would have passed on to the spirit world. I feel I want to say, I'm in my early 40s. I want to say 42 I was when I passed on to the spirit world. And I believe that this was a shock passing, almost as if nobody knew that this lady was ill, or she just went so quickly. She just passed on, but she was 42, okay? And she makes her way...
Sorry, yeah, that was my sister-in-law. She died New Year's Eve, which was also her birthday, and she was 44 that day.
Okay, that's fine, okay, because I know that she comes through and she links quite strong here with me, okay, but she says to me that she's in your life and she's been there for quite some time as well, because she, now, this is, would you say this was your auntie?
No, it was my sister-in-law, my brother's wife.
Sorry, your sister-in-law, okay. Then your sister-in-law, you must have been close to your sister-in-law, is that right?
Very much so, yes.
See, because she just smiles at me at the minute, okay? She says, well, you know, they didn't know I was going to go. I didn't even know I was going to go, but I'm here, okay? And she says to me, you know, everybody's done such a good job since she has passed, okay? Now, was it 2 children she left behind?
Yes, she did.
Okay, because she says... Tell her about the 2 children that's left behind, okay? And I don't know if of what sex they are, but I know one of them is a girl, isn't it?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And if I say to you that the girl that she left behind at the moment needs, like, mum figure in her life at the moment, is that right?
Mike, you just absolutely spot on.
Okay. Because she says to me, tell her that... My daughter needs a mum figure in her life right now. I don't know what age she is, but I certainly feel that she impresses me. I want to say maybe 13, 14, somewhere around there. I know I want to go maybe my teenage years and say that to you that she needs that support, okay? But for some reason, she comes to you for that support, doesn't she, Karen?
Yeah, she was actually a teenager when her mother passed. She is married now with two children of her own, but her husband's been in a horrific accident.
Aha, uh-huh. That's why she says to me about, and she needs the mum figure. Well, Karen, she must come to you, or she must have come to you. See, I'm not happy now because you're saying she's older. She must have been, as I said, 13, 14 of when she passed. She must have been of that age then of when she lost her mum then, yeah?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
That's fine. That just confirms it all for me, and I'm happy with that, okay? But where she says to me that she turns to you for the guidance and the help. Now, if I say to you that you and this lady, you and your sister-in-law, are very similar, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
In your way of thinking, in your trail of thought?
Way of thinking, trail of thought, and there was only 6 month age difference in us.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's perfect. Because she says to me, if there's anyone that could advise her daughter just as good as she could, it would be you. Okay? So I know that she's quite happy and quite content. Okay? But, okay. She says to me, after she passed, her daughter kind of put a distance between you and her. Is that right?
I actually just lived round the corner at the time, and we were quite close, and then I moved away. That's probably what she means by the distance.
So that's the distance, okay, because I know that there was a distance put between you, okay? Now, I certainly feel as if, see, even though you're saying that you moved away, see, I'm not happy with that, because she talks to me about that there was something about sharp words were spoken. Was it her daughter that said to you that you can't leave me? Do you understand them?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's perfect. Okay, because again, that confirms everything for me of what I'm hearing. So I know that I want to bring that forward there for you, and just know that she is happy and content in saying to you that that she's quite happy and content in you being a part of her daughter's life, and she would wish nothing better for her daughter to have someone like you in her life, okay? Know the spirit world is very much around you there, Karen. I could work all night with you. I really could. It's a lovely vibration, a lovely energy to work with, okay? Brian, I want to say that you come on, pick your chin up and you know, just do what you need to do and stop considering everyone else all of the time. Sometimes you have to consider yourself sometimes. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do, Mike, yes.
Okay, Karen, thank you very much for calling, okay, and remembering, you know, if you listen on Mike Spirit FM, or if you even listen on Blog Talk, come over to Mike Spirit FM, come and join into our chat rooms, and, you know, you can have a copy of that right there in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye now, bye.
Okay,
I do believe. Bye now, bye. I do believe that we have Jude online. Jude, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all ours. And what was the reason that you called in here for Jude?
I was wondering if you'd be able to connect with my my father-in-law. He passed away 3 years ago.
Okay, let me stop you there. Don't tell me no more, okay, because it's
okay.
Because if he comes through, I want it to be right for you, okay? No, not even that I can guarantee anybody that it's going to come to your mind, okay? But I will do my best here for you and you know, allow myself to be a channel and let them come through, okay? okay. See, now I am feeling it, gentlemen, and, you know, all of a sudden I'm holding around my heart area. So I know I've got a gentleman that would have passed home to the spirit world that would link with the heart, and I know that he would have passed with a heart-like condition there. I know that this man is quite a little bit taller than myself. I'll put him around the 5'10", maybe 5'9", 5'10", his height of when he was here with us. I certainly feel with him he's quite slight in his build, and particularly quite slight in his features, because I know that I want to, you know, squeeze my I want to squeeze my cheeks, because I know that he's slimmer than myself, and particularly in this feature there. And you would understand that's the gentleman that you would want to come through. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Okay. Because I know here, Jude, as I'm connecting you with her, he says to me, you know, she's been waiting for me, and she's been waiting a long time for this communication. Now, if I said to you, Jude, that you've tried many times in the past to have communication off him, but it's never seemed to have worked before, does that make sense there, Jude?
Yes, yes.
Because he says to me, it's never seemed to have worked. And that doesn't mean that he's never been there, because he has always been with you since he has passed, okay? He says to me that, you know, and I know that you said that he's your father-in-law, but he must be linking close with you at the moment because that there's a problem either. Is it his son then? Is there a problem there at the moment?
Yes, it is. Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
See, and there's connections to do with the hospitals, isn't there, with your partner right now?
No, he's just not. He's under a lot of stress right now.
Okay,
and,
that's fine.
You know, he's
okay because he talks to me about that he needs to tell you about his son. Okay, and you know, as I'm saying, his son, your husband. Gosh, I don't even know where to start. If
he
I
misses
you,
him
I,
so much.
Sorry.
He misses him so much.
Okay. You know, as you're saying that, he says to me that he misses him so much too, okay? But let me say to you there, okay, that if I say to you, see, the only way to describe your husband a minute is like, you know, he's like a headless chicken at the moment, running around in circles, and there's so much going on in your lives at the moment, and your husband
yeah.
wants to get all sorted yesterday. Because he doesn't
yes,
want it to be
yes.
late, okay? And this is what's causing the, I'm going to say the word headache, if I may, okay? Because I do
yes,
believe that's
yes.
what's happening, okay? Because it's one thing after another, and physically, you and your husband can't cope with this much more, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he tells me that physically, emotionally, you can't cope with it much more, because I know, see, without me sounding offensive, YouTube, but you are like an emotional wreck at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am so just totally physically drained.
Okay. See, now he recognizes that, okay? And I've always said and always will say, if it's recognized in the spirit world, know that they will do their best, okay? So know that your father-in-law, your husband's dad, is going to do his best from where he is in the spirit world to try and deal with this, trying to sort it out. And he says to me, it doesn't help when everybody keeps adding things on top of it all the time. Is that right?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Because, you know, if we look back maybe, see, he says 6 weeks. Look back 6 weeks ago. It wasn't as bad as it seems now. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I understand. I totally understand.
Good. Because he says to me, it's just things have been added and added and added, and it's made it a million times worse to what it is, okay? And it hasn't helped to do with, who's the one that's just lost their job then?
Oh my gosh, the tenants just lost their job. He lost
okay.
his job just a week ago, and he came
okay,
to us because they're our tenants.
Okay, that's perfect, okay? Because he says to me, tell him about, I know the ones that lost the job as well, okay? Now, I know of when your father-in-law was with us, okay, in this life, he was a very handy man to have, wasn't he? Not just physically, but emotionally as well. He would be the rock of the family, because I know that's the way he comes through. I'm the rock. I'm the one who was the committed one that will sort anything and everything out. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, I do. You're so right.
See, because he's with you right now, okay, and you know, he's with me right now, and he's around your life right now, and he always has been. He says to me, why did you change the rooms around?
Oh, my God, I just did it a couple of days ago. Oh, my God.
See, doesn't that just tell us that he's with you, okay?
Yes,
he says, why
I just did it a couple
around?
Of days ago.
Okay, see, he says to me that he likes, sorry, okay, let me get it right then. He liked the blue room better.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, do you understand of that?
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh.
See, because, you know, All he wants to do is to prove his existence here to you, and all he wants to do is to let you know that he's around your vibration. He hasn't gone anywhere, okay? All he's merely done is taken the next step of life into the next dimension of life, okay? And he wants me to let you know that he's always by the side of you. But, you know, alongside him, there's a lady. Now, I believe that this could be either his partner or his mum, okay? Now, we'll find out which one it is because she's so close there with him, and I believe that he follows this lady in some kind of way, in her mannerism, her character-wise, because I know that this lady is a very down-to-earth kind of lady. But, you know, she carries a bit of weight with her before she passes on to the spirit world, because she shows herself to me. She says, I'm not fat. And that's the way she says it. She says, but I carry a bit of weight here with her before she passes on to the spirit world. Now, she's quite rounded in her features, and she makes me laugh because, you know, she's such a funny character. And, you know, her teeth, for some reason, is important. She had some of her own teeth still there, didn't she? But, you know, she wouldn't have them sorted because they are my own and I'm looking after them, okay? That's the way she comes here. And, you know, she's quite funny and you know, she's a lovely energy to have around. And I believe he follows, this must be his mum, okay? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. Because
they were so close, yes. Because he says, you know, that's my rock. And I believe that the mum and the son, okay, are very much together in this. And that's one of the questions that you want to know about. Are they together? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've just answered that question there for you, haven't I? Because I know that they are here together, okay? And as they link together around my vibration, that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? Now, is it you or is it your husband that's just either hurt your leg or you've tripped over something?
No. My leg's been bothering me, but...
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I know that my leg, at the minute, it's giving me a bit of... And it must be from the knee down, then. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's my husband. That's my husband, yes. He's been having problems with his knee for the last, like, 3 months. And it's
okay,
his knee down, yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that... See... I'm getting confused. So this is his grandmother, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Your husband's grandmother. Okay, because she says to me, tell her about his leg. I know about the leg, okay?
And oh, my God,
yes. And that's her proving to you that she's in your vibration, okay? Now, I know I played a little... Well, I tried to play a bit of music before I started working, but, you know, it just didn't seem to work.
Hello.
All right, guys, this is Robert. He's the producer. He's going to come back with you in just a minute. He's having, again, some difficulties. In the meantime, I'm going to play one of his songs that he wants, and we'll bring him right back in. You'll stay on the line there, Judy, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I do apologize about that. Are we still there with Jude there?
Hello?
Jude, is that still you, yeah?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I do apologize. I don't know what happened. Almost, you know, the spirits having a good old field day here with me tonight. But you understand exactly everything that I said to you, yeah?
Yes, you validated so much. Yes. I just have one question. I have one daughter. Do you see any other kids for us?
Okay, let me just ask your father-in-law and his mum that question. Okay. Jude, if I say to you for the past 3 years, you've been trying or you've been wanting, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And it just, nothing seems to be happening.
No.
Okay. See, one breath I want to say yes, and the other breath I want to say no. Now, I know why I'm indecisive, okay? Really, I cannot predict your future, okay? And that just suggests to me that's just... See, this. When I ask the spirit world about future stuff, my guy just comes in and just says, you're not doing that, okay? Because I don't think that we can predict your future. But what I do see for you, things will change, okay? Things are going to change. See, I want to say that, you know, it's more like as if I want to take on something else. So whether it's like an adoption or whether it's something like that, I don't know. And please don't quote me on that because as I said, I cannot predict your future, okay? I hope that's helped you, Jude, okay? But I know I have to move on here, okay? And I'll say thank you very much for calling. And whether you was listening
thank
in Block Talk, thank you. Or whether
thanks
you was listening,
you validated so much.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, remember... come to Mike Spirit FM, come in, chat in our chat rooms, or even, you know, download the copy of that from our archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless. All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. I do believe that we have Frank online. Frank, are you there with us? Hi, Frank. You there with us? Okay, Kaylee, are you there with us, Kaylee?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's fine. Hi, Kaylee. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I feel really stuck in a lot of different areas of my life, and I was just wondering if there were any messages for me.
Okay, Kaylee, bear with me a second while I make my link to the spirit worlds here for you. Okay, now I know I've got a lady that communicates you with me, okay, and I know that this lady links within your family there somewhere. I'll find out where to in a minute. But I know that when she passes on to the spirit world, that she makes me feel that her mind wasn't altogether the best with her when she passed. Now I know that as she shows me this, that I believe that I was very forgetful. I believe that I was very... it's almost as if I wasn't sure of who... people were as well when I passed them to the spirit world. So I know that her mind wasn't altogether the best when she passed. Now, as I said, I know that she connects into your family. I feel I need to go to your mum's side. It's not your mum, but I want to go back maybe a generation to find this lady. So do you understand of a lady there for me back on your grandmother level? On your mum's side?
I think it's probably my great-grandmother.
Okay, that's fine. And did you know much about your great-grandmother?
I was very close to her as a child.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she's with me at the moment, okay? And I know that she's around your life at the moment. So the question that you that you initially asked me, was there anybody there from the spirit world connecting with you and any advice there for you? And yes, there is, okay? Your great-grandmother's connecting here with me there for yourself, okay? And she says to me that of where you was close as a child, that she's always... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you must have been like... now, again, I feel like just into my teenage years... That's where you would have been when she passed, is that right?
Yeah, I was probably about 20.
Okay, that's fine, because she talks to me about being young and being... See, your life has changed so much since then. So I don't know how old you are now, there, Kaylee, but I know that your life has changed so much at the moment, and there's been lots of happened in your life, okay? I even feel as if I want to say that to you about... okay, I'll be careful what I'm saying sometimes. If I said to you that there's been, like, there's been relationships, there's been ended, there's been new ones, and, you know, it's been all sorts of things that's going on there. Do you understand of that?
Very much.
Okay. And, you know, it's almost as if I even feel like that there's been a long-term relationship, whether that you was married and now it's not, and or whether it's over now. But I certainly feel that there's, you know, there's been so much going on in your life. I need to just say to you that, you know, we need to take control. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, no, she obviously knows you. She obviously recognizes the things in your life here, Kaylee. But I know I want to say that you know, the way forward now is onwards and upwards. Would I be right in saying that you're feeling quite depleted at the moment with yourself?
Yes.
You feel exhausted about that. Is that right?
Very much.
Okay. Now, she says to me there, of where this is at the moment in your life, that it's almost as if I'm ready to throw the towel and I've had enough. I can't be dealing with anyone or anything anymore. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she makes me aware of that, and she tells me, you know, it's time that I know that you might not understand this term, but take the bull by the horns and deal with it. In other words, get on with it and hit it head on, okay? Because it's about time that it was addressed, and your feelings needs to be taken into consideration. Do you understand of where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that that's what she's come to say to me here, Kaylee, okay, that you need to be considered in every step of the way, because I know that everybody else has, like, kind of walked over you all of your life, okay?
Yeah.
And I've used you in every sense of the word, being used, okay? And you feel, why is everybody out to get me? Do you understand that?
Yeah, very much.
Okay, because I know that that's what she comes to say to me, that you feel that everybody has been out to get you, everybody's been out to hurt you and upset you, and why is those that's closest to you, thank you very much, okay, because there's someone in your life that would have been very close in your life, there would have been a gentleman in your life, I'm not saying that he was your partner, mind, but there was a gentleman in your life that is now in the spirit world, okay, that would have been very, very close to you, is that right?
I'm not sure, if I gave it some thought, maybe, but nothing's come to mind at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm being told that there's a young gentleman in the spirit world, okay, that would have passed. And see, there is where I want to go, maybe just before this lady went, okay? So let me go into you, like, where you was in your 20s, maybe go, like, 18, when you was around 18, 17, 18, that's where he would have passed. I believe that there was an accident that would have took this young man home to the spirit world, because I know all of a sudden I'm feeling the impact. I want to be thrown across the other side of the room, and I know that's important. So I know that there would have been a young man that would have passed from this world with an accident that would have went before this lady. Do you understand of that now, Kaylee?
No, but I feel like if I sit down and give it thought, that it will come to me. But right now, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. You give that some thought, okay, because I know that he is you and he comes alongside the lady. But she is more important. She's my communicator. She's the one I'm going to stick with here for a little while, okay, because she says to me that she needs to be around your life because, you know, it's not over yet, okay, and stop believing this is it because it's not, okay? We can bounce back. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. I don't know what she means by that, and you know, it's none of my business. But she says to me, you do understand the boy, all right? So I know exactly what she talks. I'm not going to say live on air because that would be wrong of me, okay? I've always said that, you know, the spirit world never comes to embarrass us or to tell any secrets or anything of the sort. But I certainly know of what you're going through right now, okay? Because she says to me, it's so new and you feel so depleted because of what's happened, okay, and deflated. And she says to me, the only way for you to go forward is to, you know, is to kind of put a smile on and don't worry about everybody else. You do what you feel is right, and, you know, they'll come around to your way of thinking in the end because you rolled over so so many times to please everybody else. Does that make sense to you, Kaylee?
Yeah, very much so. Is there any advice for my relationship with my mother?
Okay. Now, if I sit you where you are with your mom at the moment, okay, there's quite a lot of, there's lots of water gone under the bridge, isn't there, with your mom?
Yes.
And it's like, almost as if you feel, well, there is no going back, really, or it will never be like it used to be.
Right.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm being told here, okay, that it can never be like it used to be for you, okay? Now, I know that I want to say that to you that, you know, you can be just as stubborn as your mum, and please don't take that offensively, because I don't mean it offensively, but you can be just as stubborn as your mum, can't you?
Yes.
Okay, because when you dig your heels in, oh, believe you me, they are dug in so hard, it's unbelievable, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Because I know that, again, that's what she comes to tell me, that you can be just as stubborn. And, you know, it takes one of you to make that break. It takes one of you to pick up the phone.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? So the advice I'm giving to you for you to do with your mum is that it's never going to happen until one of you makes that move, okay? But I know that the two of you are just as bad as each other, all right? I'm not saying that you are right. I'm not saying that your mum is right. I don't know what's going on because she's not telling me. She says it's personal, it's private. But the advice she wants me to give you is pick up the phone, all right? And you'll be quite surprised at what you have on the other end, okay? Does that help you a bit there, Kaylee?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, okay? And remembering you're going to have a copy of that in my archives about midday tomorrow or later on today, in fact. Come over to mikespirit.fm and, you know, chat to us in the chat room and have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem at all. Thank you. I know that we are coming almost to the end of our show here, but remembering, I did go through them a little bit earlier on. I'm going to play you the show that's up and coming next. I'm going to play you the little ad that we have for the next show that's up and coming. You know, I'm so excited and so looking forward to this next show. I'm going to stick around in the studio and let me just press this and.
Ahoy, me Harry! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and that's the Captain Quincy show that's coming up in about half hour time. You know, I will say to everyone that's listening out there, stay listening to the show because I'm not moving anywhere. I'm staying right in the studio because I'm so excited about it. But for me, it's good night or even good day wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show.